Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to yet another episode of My Real Country. Don't forget our request line. Before we get into anything else, call me now, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. What an eclectic mix of tracks I've got for you on the show this week. We've got tunes from Frankie Ballard, Carter and Carter, Russell Morris, Brad Paisley, the witty Ray Stevens, chats with Cassidy Pope and O'Shea, not to mention an unusual yet inspirational group featured in Unheard and Unsigned, all still to come on My Real Country. But right now, to one of Australia's greatest country exports, Keith Urban. His album Fuse is such a creatively rich album, and from that comes this track, which has been sitting around number 4 on the iTunes charts in the US for ages and made an appearance or two on the Australian ones too. This is Keith Urban, Cop Car, kicking off Real Country this week.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell, that you were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Talk on. They didn't fall for it, but I did. You were on the left, I was on the right. I knew you didn't smoke when you asked him for a light. And I laughed, he got mad and slammed the door. Swear your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something I you were.
Carter and Carter with their Little Patch of Heaven. Direct from our friends at Warner Nashville comes this next ripper track from the one and only Frankie Ballad. Hell of a Life.
Saturday night and a six-pack girl. Big star shining on a small town world. It's a hell of a life. It's a hell of a life. And Casey lights on a dirt road dance. You take that kiss just as far as you can. It's a hell of a life. Oh, it's a hell of a life. And pennies make dimes and dimes make dollars. Dollars buy long neck bottles. Beer gets a barefoot country girl swaying to a song that's played on the radio station. The bad times make the good times better. Look in her eyes and you're gone forever. On a heavenly ride. Yeah, it's a hell of a life. It's a hell of a life. Beside you, looking at the sky, girl, thinking about why we're here and where we're.
into a song that's playing. The world starts fading.
And we'll be at the Tamworth Country Music Festival again this year, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Straight from the US, I chat to this super couple of country music about their brand new single, It Never Goes Away. This is my chat with Mark and Jay O'Shea. Golden Guitar winners for best group or duo, and I think that actually relates to whether Jay's pregnant or not at the time. I'm talking to the O'Shea's. How are you?
Great, how are you? Yeah, that's probably pretty right, because I have been pregnant for the good part of the last 3 years, but not currently pregnant, so back on the old white line.
You guys have been doing so incredibly well over in the States. You've got your TV series, O'Shea USA, which is actually on CMC out here in its fourth season, is it?
Yeah, man, just started the fourth season.
It's really, really fun to do that. We get to do all sorts of crazy things and meet lots of new people all the time. And it keeps you on your toes, really. You know, you sort of have to be quick thinking, and sometimes I'm not very quick thinking, so I find it's very good for my brain.
You know what, whether you're quick thinking or not, you guys are both very entertaining.
That's good. That's something.
I think every single performance that you do, I get the feeling as an audience member, it is 110% and it is absolutely flawless. And that's, I think, one of the reasons for your success all over the place.
You're very kind, Ben, but I have to disagree. I think it's actually not flawless. I think it's floor-filled. The secret to our success is the fact that we kind of just do the same thing that we do in real life, like everyday life. If you like our music, well, that's really an extension of our personality. And if you like coming to a gig of ours, and that's kind of exactly what we're like in, you know, behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Maybe except that I normally have pants on at shows.
Yes, that's the wonderful thing about being a recording artist is pants are optional. The reason for bringing up your massive international stardom and success was your latest album, One Plus One, is also equally as successful and fantastic with single after single after single coming off that album. It's almost like when you wrote it and put it together, you went, how about we just get a whole heap of singles and throw them on one disc?
Just well, I think everybody thinks that when they make a record. I think that's what they all want to do. I mean, this current one is certainly a different kind of song to the previous ones we've released on this record. It's a little certainly more traditional, and honestly, it's very honest and very real song, which doesn't have a happy ending, which is the tricky one for us. Because normally when we write songs, we kind of want to make people feel really good. And this particular song, I think we settled for just wanting them to feel something. And, you know, hopefully in doing so, it might be a bit cathartic and get them over the loss of a loved one, which is what we wrote it about.
Mm. Well, the song is called It Never Goes Away, and it is so incredibly raw and just so articulately written and really shows that it came from a true, honest place.
I'm really, really proud of that one. Purely because it is really honest, you know. And I was crying when we wrote it. We really meant to write the up-tempo positive, but that one just came out, you know. It just kind of jumped right out of the songosphere. And as Matt said, we just kind of let it be what it wanted to be, rather than trying to write a happy ending on it. And I think a lot of people kind of relate to that because we've all lost somebody that we've loved.
There's also comfort in reality sometimes, and the acceptance of what will be.
Comfort in reality. Yes, that's interesting. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah, well, you know, it's part of my my thesis and ongoing study into music and the work. I'm just making it up from here, but
I was
super
impressed with you. I was like, wow, there's more
bedtime
for the Nick the eye,
folks. Wow. it is an absolutely fabulous single, and if you haven't purchased the album yet, One Plus One is definitely one for your music collection. Thank you very much, O'Shea.
No worries, Ben. Great chatting with you as always, mate.
It takes a lot to make me cry, but I can't help myself tonight. I play old messages to hear your voice. It's all I have, I got no choice.
Too tired to sleep, too drunk to drive. I can't get you off my mind. How did we let us get so far apart? It shouldn't be this hard.
Every single step. into your mind, and here it comes again. It never really ever goes away, just turns from blue to different shades of gray. It's a weight around your heart, it finds you in the dark, in every whisper of the wind. Oh, heaven help me, Lord, I pray, take me to a higher place, 'cause I don't think I can go up. There's nothing they can do to stop me from missing you. No amount of time can erase. Oh, heaven help me, Lord, I pray, take me to a higher place, 'cause I don't think I can go. Just gets easier to cope some days. Just when you think you're doing fine, it creeps back into your mind, but it never goes away.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play.
Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was It Never Goes Away from the album One Plus One by O'Shea. Now onto the newish segment that still kind of has that new smell, Unheard and Unsigned, a segment all about just amazing music. And this week, I thought I'd do something a little bit different. Here in Australia, we have a record-breaking success story proving that great music matters. Now, while this group isn't mainstream country or even listed as country at all, the track does have a little bit of banjo if you squint and tilt your head a bit, and is kind of like country in the sense that Taylor Swift, Keith Urban and Lady A are country, even though some of their music ventures into pop, rock and other genres. The group I'm referring to are from Brisbane. They call themselves Shepherd. Now, this band are the first independently released and distributed Australian artist ever to achieve a number one position on the iTunes Australia charts. And I think for that reason alone, it is worth a spin on this segment. Since their number one hit, they are also now the first Australian artists to be signed to Decca Records. Now, that is an absolutely huge deal. Produced by Stuart Stewart, this is the track that did it for Shepherd. From all of us here at Real Country, absolutely well done. You're an inspiration to independent artists everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the track that did it, Geronimo.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand.
tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say Geronimo.
Now, if you would like to hear that track again or anything else on this week's show or any of our other shows, it is so incredibly easy. All you need to do is get our podcast. Every single show that I do is podcast. So all you need to do is head to iTunes or whichever podcasting app you prefer to use. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Click download and subscribe, and you'll never miss an episode of Real Country ever again. And you'll also have access to some of our great bonus content as well, like interviews, stories, and a whole heap more. So definitely check it out on iTunes or whichever podcasting app you prefer to use. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Click download and subscribe. And best of all, it's free, so there's no excuse. Still to come, tunes from Brad Paisley, Ray Stevens, Russell Morris, and my chat with Cassidy Pope right after this.
Hey guys, this is Liam Brew. You're hanging out with my good mate. This is Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I should have run faster than a bullet shot out in the heat of the fight. Faster than a race car trying to get to the finish line. Faster than the time it takes to fall for your woman, Sean.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Hey there, this is Rue Arcus, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Everybody thinks a cowboy won't let you hold him too long. Restless as hell to cut another trail, saddle up and get gone.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out the website. You should know it by now, realcountrymix.com. Now, my favorite segment by far, social country. It is your opportunity to have what you want played on the show. How do you do that? You need to connect with Real Country on social media. That is one way. You can head to facebook.com/realcountry, and you can leave a request there. You can also respond to one of our posts there as well. On top of that, you can head to Twitter at Real Country Mix and even on Google Plus as well. If you want to go old school, totally cool, pick up the phone, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Or you can shoot us an email via our website, realcountrymix.com. Now to the bat phone.
Hi, Ben. I'm Jen Styler, and I live at Moray Field in Queensland. And I would love to hear if you could play any Ray Stevens songs, especially Nashville or Misty. Misty was a Clint Eastwood movie, and he played that song for him. So I'm enjoying your show. I'm lying in bed listening to it tonight. It's great. Thank you.
Jen, what a fabulous suggestion. Ray Stevens is absolutely, hands down, one of the funniest guys. This track was released around 1975, and it's a cover that was accidentally recorded after the band was playing around with it during a rehearsal, and they recorded it on the second take and then promptly won a Grammy for the arrangement. It was first released by Johnny Mathis back in 1959, and it became his signature song. However, for me personally, I do prefer the life that Ray Stevens gives it here. Top choice, Jen. This is Misty.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as kitten love tree. I'm walking on the cloud. Stay holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins can play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, oh, I missed it the moment you need. You can say that you're leading me on. Too much in love. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want. Too much in love. Too much in love.
Now, again, if you want your request on Social Country, it is so easy. Pick up the phone, just like Jen did, 1300 929 516. That is 1300 929 516. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on social media, and we love it when you do that. Facebook.com/Real Country. You can leave us a message or respond to one of our posts there on Twitter at Real Country Mix, or you can even find us on Google Plus. On Twitter, it was John from Stanley in Tasmania that requested this Brad Paisley track, and all I have to say is, I don't know much about art, but I know what I like. This is from the album Wheelhouse, Brad Paisley, The Mona Lisa. Thanks, John.
Now there are men who make history, there are men who change the world, and there are men like me that simply find the right girl. And in that very moment, it all becomes clear what I'm meant to do, the reason I'm here. Now every night I thank the Lord I found you, and every time I put my arms around you, I feel like the frame that gets to hold the Mona Lisa. If that's all I ever do, it never fails. We walk in a room, nobody sees me, they're all looking at you. I disappear, but that's fine with me. I feel the same way, you're all I can see. Now they've written books about Da Vinci's muse. Now I know it wasn't, but it should have been you. Cause I feel like the frame gets to hold the Mona Lisa, and I don't care if that's all I ever do.
Now, on this week's show, we've been on a bit of a musical roller coaster ride, and I, for one, am absolutely loving it. And one thing I love more than fantastic music is the stories behind the music, as well as the video clips that go with it and all of that associated stuff. And we have a place that we put all of that associated stuff, and that place is our Facebook page. So get ready for it. Facebook.com/Real Country. Show it a bit of like. Check it out. You're going to absolutely love it. We've got some great posts there, and we always have a country conversation happening, and we'd love you to join in. Head to Facebook, like the page, facebook.com/realcountry, and we'll see you there. After the break, a track from Russell Morris, and we find out which city Cassidy Pope loved most on her recent trip. All of that right after this.
Hi there, it's Ashley Monroe from the Pipsilannies, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I got a one-way ticket as far as it goes, and I came out like a rose.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, head to realcountrymix.com. Now, inspiration for music comes from all sorts of places, including travel. And it was just great to hear the excitement in Cassidy Pope's voice when I asked her what her favorite city was on a recent trip overseas.
My favorite city was Rome. I got to learn so much about their history. I've never been in a place that goes so far back in history. The Colosseum just blows my mind. All those caves, all of the underground tunnels, just what happened there. It's just crazy that that's still standing, that people can walk around and actually touch where people have sat and watched these barbaric things happen. And the food was amazing. I got to see the symphony and see Lang Lang play with the symphony. So overall, it was just a very well-rounded, history-filled trip.
I wish I could break your heart. I wish I could bring you down. Just for a second, teach you a lesson about being alone in the dark. I wish I could make you cry. So hard you can barely
I wish I could break your heart.
That was Cassidy Pope. Who would have thought that a Pope would love Rome? That was her track. I wish I could break your heart. And some bad humour here on Real Country. Hopefully you've come to expect it now. Now to a legend of the Australian country music industry. From his number one blues album, Shark Mouth, this is Russell Morris, Breaker Morant.
Out in the west of the Transvaal, he finds himself serving in the British Empire. An Aussie boy, and is so far from home. Breaker Morant, man of stone. Who was a poet and a lover, they say, the only man to ever ride Dawkins grave. Volunteered to go and fight the boys, but he wound up answering to crimes of war. Won't fly under the African sun. Won't fly when dirty deeds are done. Orders came down from Kitchener himself. Don't take no prisoners and offer no help. Nothing in writing to protect those above. Cause shit runs downhill and it gives no love. It won't fly under the African sun. Won't fly when dirty deeds are done. Was a cold-blooded plan done a hand? Was it laced with a taste and the face of evil desire? Or was it all fog guy and the wink of an eye? Were they footnotes, last posts, scapegoats of the empire? Has no beg your pardons. Born as a child in a ruthless garden. Colonial boys, they would take all the blame. But God bless Britannia, they would do in the same. Won't fly under the African sun. Won't fly when dirty deeds are done. Won't fly under the African sun. Won't fly.
Well, that's me done for another week. And if you would like your very own copy of this show or any of our past shows and access to some great bonus content, really easy. All you need to do is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, click download and subscribe, and you'll never miss any of our content again. And best of all, you can listen to it whenever it suits you, on demand. And it's even free. So there you go. On top of that, we'd love you to continue the country conversation on social media as well. Head to facebook.com/realcountry, show the page some like, and check out some of our posts. On top of that, we're also on Twitter at Real Country Mix and Google Plus as well. Now, a little insight into next week's show. I'm going to be doing my favorite country flashbacks, and I'd love to hear from you guys as well. So head to the Facebook page, look at the post, and let me know what your favorite country flashbacks are. We're doing that next week on Real Country. Until then, have a fantastic week, and I will see you next week on the same station at the same time for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Sorensen here to talk about your skin. It's the largest organ in the body and often the least cared for. With skin being such an important part of your body, why trust it with anyone else but an experienced, university-educated dermal clinician? Like the team at Dermal Aesthetics Specialist Skin and Laser Clinic. With highly educated clinicians, the latest treatments and products, they do things differently at Dermal Aesthetics, and it shows. Visit dalaserclinic.com.au. That's dalaserclinic.com.au.